Good morning. US First Lady Jill Biden and two of her granddaughters have arrived in Madrid. She opened the visit yesterday by meeting with Queen Letizia, and they later toured the headquarters of the Spanish Association Against Cancer. The First Lady is an advocate for research into a cancer cure. She arrived in Madrid on Sunday before President Joe Biden, who is set to arrive today to attend the annual NATO summit. Today, Jill Biden and Queen Letizia will visit a greeting centre in Madrid for Ukrainian refugees. She and the President will attend a NATO dinner this evening. Meanwhile, around 30 anti-war activists protested yesterday in front of Pablo Picasso's historic painting about the horrors of war at the Reina Sofia Museum in Madrid. The protesters blame NATO for stoking the war in Ukraine and arguing that security is not achieved with more weapons. So protest organisers Extinction Rebellion and Fridays for Future said in a joint statement. The protest at one of Europe's most famous museums lasted around 10 minutes before museum staff removed the protesters. The area that was most affected by the fire, which started in Pujera on the 8th of June and spread through the Sierra Bermeja, has been classified as a disaster zone, or, to give it its official title, an area seriously affected by civil protection emergencies. The fire was not completely extinguished until Sunday. At least 4,860 hectares of land in seven municipalities were burned. For these cases, the government considers compensation for destruction or damage to a residence, industrial, commercial or service establishments, as well as tax benefits. Initial hypotheses pointed to the blaze being caused by workers using machinery on a country estate. Four people have been questioned and are under investigation. Authorities are searching for two men of Arabic origin in connection with the rape of a 28-year-old Irish male tourist on the last night of his stay in Valencia. The assault reportedly took place in the early hours of June 18th. The victim, who had been partying with a friend in the vibrant El Carmen area of the city, agreed to leave with the two men. As they walked along the Turia River, the attackers tore the men's clothing and sexually assaulted him. The victim took himself to Valencia's La Fe Hospital, where a doctor examined his injuries sustained and confirmed they were consistent with rape. According to a description given to authorities by the victim, the men were of Arabic origin and spoke English with a French accent. The National Police in Valencia are yet to comment publicly on the attack, and news of the assault has only just been made public. No arrests are believed to have yet been made. And Spain will remain out of the Rugby World Cup next year after its appeal to overturn a penalty for using an ineligible player was dismissed yesterday. World Rugby said an independent appeal committee denied Spain's attempt to throw out a 10-point deduction that left it out of next year's tournament. The committee upheld the original decision that Spain used an ineligible player during qualifying matches. The points deduction came after World Rugby said copies of the South African-born front rower Gavin van der Berg's passport were altered to make him eligible. Spain, which cannot appeal this decision, was trying to make its second World Cup appearance and the first since 1999. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.